The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Loose ball picked up by Damian Austin. Austin on the drive. Kicks it back out for Stevens. He'll give it for Schreiner. Entry pass inside for Gillen. Gillen, reverse layup. Good!
Tonight, it's live coverage of Kearney Bearcat basketball. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Kearney High comes up with it. Out left pass up ahead for Damian Austin. Austin kicks three in transition for Stevens, and it's good. Nate Stevens drains the three in transition. We're tied at 10.
All the excitement of Bearcat basketball is coming up next. But first is the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter courtside live right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back here to Kearney High as the Lady Bearcats certainly held up their end of the bargain as they roll past Fremont 49-24 today. Well, now it's time for the guys to try to hold on to home court here as they take on the Fremont Tigers. Tigers come in with a record of 7-7. So obviously it's been kind of an up and down year, but they did win their own conference holiday tournament when Kearney was finishing second in the GNAC. Fremont won the Heartland Conference Tournament as they were able to defeat all those teams that mostly are in the immediate Lincoln area. But Fremont won that tournament, so apparently and clearly they can play some pretty good basketball, but it's been an up-and-down year here for the Tigers. The Bearcats played well yesterday at Southeast, did not shoot the ball exceptionally well, and as a result they had a tough loss on the road, a game that you heard right here on ESPN. And now Kearney High tries to make it to their 10th win of the year. They're 9-6 on the season. They'll be taking on 7-7 Fremont, and the Bearcats continue to kind of shake up their lineup as they look primarily for those matchups. And some matchup problems for Kearney High today because Fremont will be a very tall ball club. They're going to start 6'5", 6'7", 6'8", 6'3", whereas the Bearcats, their tallest starter will be at 6'3", so they give up a little bit of size here, but the quickness of Kearney High will be what they're really trying to make have happen here tonight. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups between the Tigers of Fremont and the Kearney High Bearcats. We'll do that as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rippit, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School. Let's give you our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll begin first of all for Fremont. As we mentioned, they are 7-7. They haven't played since Tuesday, so they'll be well rested for their trip here to Kearney High. And their starting lineup looks like this. Jared Knoffel is a 5'10 senior. Trevor Wiegert is 6'3 and a senior. Zane Zenfick, 6'5 senior. Mitchell Hahn, one of the best players in the state. He is 6'7 and a junior. And Conrad Meyer is 6'8, also a senior for head coach Mark Williams. Now for the Kearney High Bearcats and their head coach Scott Steinbrook. Their starters look like this. Ben Clark is a 5'10 sophomore, a 5'10 junior, averaging 6 points per ball game. Damian Austin, 5'10 and also a junior. He's averaging 12 points a contest. Jake Weiss is 6'2 and a senior. He's averaging 12.4 points a game. Ryan Cervantes will start. He's a 6'3 senior, averaging 9 points a contest. And Brady Johnson, the sophomore, will make the start tonight as well. He is 6'2, averaging about 7 points per ball game. And again, one of the reasons why Johnson makes the start instead of, say, a Peyton Pocock is Johnson a little bit taller at 6'2 versus 6 foot tall. And also a big, strong kid that's really going to try to go in there and bang against Meyer at 6'8 and bang against Hahn at 6'7 and Zentek at 6'5. Now, if you join it at halftime of the girls' game, we talked a little bit about matchups with Scott Steinbrook, who was kind enough to join us at halftime of the girls' game. And he said, you know, we get so caught up in how we have to match up with those taller teams. And Kearney has to remember that those taller teams have to match up with Kearney High. So if Kearney can get out in transition, if they can run the floor, maybe spread things out a little bit, they can go in there and penetrate and attack and try to score in transition and force Fremont to run with them. And really, Kearney thinks that they might be able to set that pace. It's going to be to their advantage if they can do that. And rebound, good enough. They might lose the rebounding battle with a Fremont that's much taller than they are. But if they can go in there and get their share of rebounds, get those runouts, score in transition, they can really change how this game goes, because Fremont likes to score, have games that are scored in the 30s, maybe the 40s, where Kearney really wants to play games that are in the 60s and maybe even into the 70s. So the pace of this game might be a big telling point of how this game goes. And Coach Steinbrook talked about that a lot at halftime of our girls' game when he was kind enough to join us and talk about that. And we also mentioned that maybe a good early start, if Kearney can jump out to a lead early in the game, make Fremont play this game at a different pace than what they want to, that would certainly be to the advantage of Kearney High. Well, the starting lineups are being introduced here, and we'll remind you that our starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're going to take one last break. We'll tip it off when we come back after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Randy Bushcutter, Engineer Merritt Lawson back in the studios. Thank you so much for joining us for high school basketball here on ESPN as we are turning our attention to the boys' side. Of course, earlier tonight we had coverage of girls' basketball and the Kearney High Bearcats with a comfortable 49-24 win over Fremont. Don't forget, we'll have that girl-boy doubleheader for you from up in Norfolk next Saturday right here on ESPN. Of course, the two conference championship games in the NFL tomorrow. We'll have the AFC game at night. That'll be played in Foxborough, the Patriots playing host to the Ravens. And, of course, the Niners traveling to take on the Atlanta Falcons. And we'll have that game for you. Tip, that kickoff of that game will be a little bit after 2 o'clock. Here we're ready for the tip as it's Meyer going against Cervantes, and it is controlled here by Fremont, they've got first possession of it. Knoffel on the dribble, and they'll get it off here on the left wing for Wiegert. They look inside for Meyer, but they'll kick it back around on the baseline for Zentek, and Zentek gives it back out for Knoffel. Knoffel, great pressure being put on him by Damian Austin. Dribbles all the way down the baseline and lost the basketball. That pressure for Kearney High pays dividends as they don't even get a shot off. And again, that's one of the advantages that really Kearney High has is they probably have the better guard play, at least on paper anyway, and we'll see if that continues through the course of the game. At least that's certainly the hope here at Kearney High, because if this is a half-court game, it does not look real favorable for Kearney High, at least on paper when you take a look at sizes. Damian Austin looking at his own. He's looking at what appears to be a little bit of a diamond in one. They're staying right with Weiss. They give it off on the right side here for Damian Austin. More of a box in one, really. And Weiss, he's being stuck to by Wiegert. Weiss dribbles, loses the basketball into the hands of Meyer. Meyer's pass up ahead, intercepted by Damian Austin. So Austin gets the ball back. Austin's going to drive all the way in. Shot no good. Brady Johnson had it for a moment. Taken out there by Meyer. Meyer with the bounce pass up ahead to Knoffel. Knoffel's going to lay it off the glass. First 2 points of the ball game for Fremont. They score in transition, something that Kearney High hopes to be able to do here. Cervantes gets it on that sideline. Now the snap pass right side for Clark. Clark doesn't want to shoot over the top of Mitchell Hahn because of that tall size of Hahn. And still dribbling here is going to be Clark. Clark kicks it left side. Damian Austin fires the three. No good. Cervantes is able to pull down the rebound. He'll kick it out. Now again, Clark for three. It's no good. And then we got a rebound that's going to be negated because of a foul by Fremont. Brady Johnson came down with the rebound, but a push by Conrad Meyer. And Meyer whistled for his first personal foul. Bearcats are going to inbound here. Tossing it in is going to be Ben Clark. So nice job of Brady Johnson getting that rebounding position. And the inbound here for Austin. Austin gives it off on the right side for Clark. And it's going to be a kick. He's tried that bounce pass. And Mitchell Hahn gets those long legs out, and he kicks it out of bounds. And so tossing it in is going to be Clark. Clark bounce pass for Damian Austin. Austin can't shoot over the top of Hahn, so they'll give it back on the right side to Clark. Back to Damian Austin, a little bit of a screen, and Cervantes probably got away with a moving screen there, but Damian Austin backs up, and he'll get it now top of the key. Gave it away momentarily. Now he'll hand it off for Jake Weiss, and we've got a moving screen. That one is going to be called on Damian Austin. That'll be his first. Mark Williams up off the bench for Fremont, directing traffic a little bit. Head coach for the Tigers, as we mentioned, 7-7 on the year. Wiegert will inbound the basketball, and he'll give it to Mitchell Hahn. And Hahn, 6-7, and right now he's bringing the ball up court. And he'll give it for Knoffel. Knoffel for Wiegert. He'll give it left side here for Hahn. Hahn on the sideline. Little pick. Hahn dribbles, gives it top of the circle. Zentek's going to drive. He'll dish it out. And a three-pointer's up and good for Trevor Wiegert. So Wiegert gives Fremont a five-point lead here. 5-0 here in the early stages. Kearney High still looking for their first points with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Weiss gives it on the baseline. Ben Clark, bounce pass out. Here's a three by Cervantes, and he hits the three. Ryan Cervantes drains the three-pointer, and that's the first points of the night here for Kearney High. Mitchell Hahn with the dribble, and he'll work back around the perimeter here for Knoffel. Knoffel on the right side, picked up there by Damian Austin. And he'll give it back out here for Hahn. Hahn, he's going to fire a three, and he hits a three. That was pretty good coverage there for Ryan Cervantes, and Cervantes played good enough defense. Just Hahn hit the shot over top of him. There's not much you can do there. Weiss gives it down to Brady Johnson on the baseline. Back around for Ben Clark. Now penetration. Quick move here for Damian Austin. Shot's no good. Meyer pulls down the rebound. And we'll get it out here for Hahn. Hahn between cycles for Meyer here. Gives it for Knoffel. Back around, they give it to Hahn. Hahn well behind the three-point arc. He'll set a little screen after he gives it off for Wiegert. They get off right side here for Zentek. And the pass, the shot rather, is blocked. Weiss with the block. Cervantes comes down with the rebound. And Kearney High has the basketball out. Clark between the circles. Knoffel's shot blocked, and now Weiss will give it off right side. Here's Clark for three. A little bit strong. Rebound taken out there by Zane Zentek. Zentek pass up ahead here for Knoffel. Knoffel will drive. Shot no good. Nothing but white jerseys there. Rebound taken out by Brady Johnson. Johnson's going to kick it up ahead here for Austin. Austin will spin in the lane. Loses the basketball. But it was last touched by one of the Tigers. Weston Spaulding checks in here for Fremont. Pocock and Schreiner checking in here for Kearney High. So Dakota Schreiner, Peyton Pocock coming back into the ball game. Bounce pass for Cervantes. Cervantes can't shoot over top of Zentek, but makes a great pass inside. And then we're going to have a push. They got it inside for Ben Clark, and Clark was hit by Conrad Meyer. And that's going to be the second foul on Meyer. Now, Meyer really doesn't need to body things up the way that he did there. That's the right call, but he is 6'8". Ben Clark is 5'10". When you're that much taller, you probably don't need to go in there body to body. You can just stand there and hover over the top of him. But two fouls on Meyer. And Cleet Yount going to check in. So Yount comes in for Meyer, who's in a little bit of foul trouble. The free throw is good by Ben Clark. So he hits one out of the two free throws. And in the offensive zone, here comes Mitchell Hahn. Hahn will set a little bit of a screen there. Wiegert will dribble around it. And they'll give it off left side. Great pressure being put on Weston Spaulding by Damian Austin. And Wiegert had trouble holding on the basketball. Had to dribble all the way out to the bear paw to come up with a basketball. And now Hahn's got it, working against Cervantes. Hahn on the baseline. Bounce pass back out. Penetration now coming up here by Zentek. Zentek shot's no good. Rebounded by Schreiner. And here come the Bearcats on the run. They kick it up ahead to Clark. Back around. And here's an NBA three coming up for Schreiner. In and out, no good. And the rebound by Yount. Up ahead here for Hahn. Hahn still has the dribble. He's looking on the inside. He'll kick it off on the right side for Yount. Yount from the lane will now kick the ball back out. Bearcats back in a little zone here, and they try to make the pass back out, and Fremont turned the ball over. They tried to connect with Weston Spaulding. They just threw that one a little bit too high. Brady Johnson going to come in here for Kearney High. Cervantes, who has played well, will come out of the ball game here to get a little breather. 2:34 to go, quarter number one. Fremont with an 8-4 lead. They've led by as many as five. And it is, they've led throughout. Cats have not had a lead. Pocock will give it for Damian Austin. Austin steps inside the three-point arc. His shot's no good. Rebound tipping around. Ben Clark is able to come up with it. Clark gives it for Damian Austin. And it's going to be stolen away by Fremont. And we're going to have a kick here on Kearney High. Roch Waiul, they passed it out to him after the steal, and they're going to say it was a kick on Kearney High, so Waiul now will inbound the basketball. And Waiul will toss it in here for Weston Spaulding. Gives it off left side here for Hahn. The entry pass on the baseline. There's Zentek, and Zentek will score. Nice pass from Juan to Zentek. And it's a six-point Fremont lead. Top of the circle, Damian Austin. He'll give off right wing here for Schreiner. Back for Damian Austin, well behind the three-point arc. Now they'll give it right side for Clark. Back to Schreiner, and just pass around the perimeter. Now Schreiner is going to penetrate. Kick back out here for Damian Austin. Austin can dribble if he wants to. He'll give it off on the left side, and the shot by Schreiner is no good. Rebounded by Hahn, and Hahn will give it up ahead here to Waiul. Waiul will drive, and before a shot, we're going to have a foul. And that's going to be on Ben Clark.
First personal, second team foul. And the Bearcats number 12, Jake Weiss.
So Weiss going to check back in here. Wild to inbound it for Fremont. With 90 seconds to go, he's just going to lob it in here for Zentek. Spaulding lobs it back inside, hits the glass. They try to lob it up there. And coming up with a basketball here is going to be Schreiner. Schreiner on the run, takes all the way in off glass. No good. Waiul with the rebound. Long pass to Zentek. Zentek flies in. Shot no good. Neither is the tip. And the ball knocked around. Damian Austin's finally able to track it down. He'll kick it up to Weiss. Weiss is going to lay it up the glass and score. Bearcats in transition get the bucket. minute to go here in the first quarter. 10-6, Fremont with the lead and the basketball. Spalding gives it off. Here's Hahn, top of the key. The three-pointer's no good. Weiss with the rebound. Austin on the run. Dumps in the corner. Toeing the line is Pocock, and Pocock strokes in the three. Peyton Pocock drains the three-pointer to make a one-point ball game. 37 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Slowly, here comes Fremont. There's Spalding, and Spalding's just going to give the ball out there to Hahn. Hahn puts the ball on his hip, and Pocock sagging off of him. They're going to allow them to milk the clock here a little bit. He starts to dribble with 22 seconds to go in quarter number two. Now with 18 seconds left, they give it to Waul. Waul, long pass on the baseline to Zentek. Zentek has it in the corner. They're going to play four corners there. They kick it out to Spalding. Right at midcourt is going to be Hahn. Hahn passes right side. With it is Spalding. That's a tough-looking shot. It's no good. Rebounded by the Bearcats at the buzzer. Weiss snags the basketball, and after one quarter of play, it's Fremont 10, Kearney High 9. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rippit, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a Division Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Well, nice little flourish there for Kearney High at the end of the first quarter. It gives them a little bit of momentum, but it hasn't given them the lead just yet. Fremont led by as many as six in that first quarter, but now it's a one-point ball game, and Kearney High will have that basketball to start quarter number two. And hopefully at halftime, when we have our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, we'll talk with Jason Boyd, who's going to be in a much better mood today than he was yesterday after his loss. Pass on the right side, stolen away by Seth Williams for Fremont, and he'll try to get it up to Waul. Waul, great athleticism to make the catch, and drives the baseline and scores. So Rock Waul with the tough shot there, and Fremont pushes that lead back out to three. Using up his dribble is going to be Damian Austin. He'll give it off here left side for Ben Clark. And Fremont now going zone. A little bit of a 3-2 zone here. And they'll give it off right side for Clark. Clark for Austin. And they'll give it off left side here for Clark. Bob pass to the elbow for Cervantes. Cervantes kicks it out for Damian Austin. He'll penetrate, find a cutter, and Weiss. And it is shot partially blocked by Hahn, and then Hahn comes up with the basketball. Hahn blocked it, and then it went off glass, and then he was able to grab the ball. Just those long arms. That was a nice cut and a good-looking play there. But Hahn made a very good athletic play. Hahn's got the basketball now. Cervantes staying with him. Hahn will step up top of the key, fire a three, and he hits the three. Well, both field goals that Mitchell Hahn has hit, he's hit over the top of Ryan Cervantes, and Cervantes has played good defense on both instances. Here, Fremont's got a little reach as Damian Austin had a dribble on that far side. And we got a timeout for Kearney High. Waul whistled for the foul, and now a timeout for the Bearcats. 6:30 to go, second quarter. Fremont 14, Kearney High 9. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Bearcats call timeout with 6.5 minutes to go, and this timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney. Also at the concession stand right here at Kearney High. 14-9. Fremont with a 5-point lead. Bearcats will inbound the basketball. They want to talk a little bit about this zone that Fremont's running. And Damian Austin works around the perimeter. Ben Clark's got it right now. And he'll give a top of the circle here for Damian Austin. Austin's picked up there by Knoffel. Dribbles to the right side. Skips it over to Clark. Clark on the baseline looking for a cutter. The pass is off the shoe tops of somebody, and it's taken away by Fremont. On the way here is Knoffel. And Knoffel fell down with it. Somehow was able to roll it out to Hahn. Hahn long jumper, no good. Rebound tipped around, and we're going to have a foul whistled on Jake Weiss. Seth Williams was able to come down with that basketball.
Jake Weiss, that ball just stayed
about 4 inches away from Weiss's hands as he tracked it down in the corner. When it was finally grabbed by Fremont, he swiped at it, and he committed the foul. That's now three fouls as a team on Kearney High. And Fremont's going to inbound it here. Williams tosses it in. They get it in for Waiul. Waiul will be pressured by Austin. And now they'll kick in the left side here for Spalding. They don't respect Spalding's ability to shoot the three, so they'll work it back around here. Waiul drives, falls down. A couple of Bearcats are there. Austin comes up with the basketball. Austin's going to drive all the way in, and he's fouled. Got hit on the body. And again, a foul for Fremont that wasn't very necessary because Hahn was back there and he blocked it. He was clean, but Zentek was not. And Zentek whistled for his first personal foul. Austin's going to shoot two here. And the free throw by Damian Austin is no good. On the season, Damian Austin is a 70.5% free throw shooting as a team. Kearney High, about 74% as a team. They did not shoot that well last night, and that's one of the factors in their loss at Southeast. Second free throw by Austin is good. 14-10. On the run, Weston Spalding, stolen away by Clark. Clark up ahead to Weiss. Weiss has it pinned to the glass. It is blocked by Hahn, and Hahn comes up with the basketball. They kick it up ahead here. Zentek shot's no good, and then we got a foul on Fremont on the rebound. Oh, check that. They're going to say it was on Damian Austin. My apologies. And that is going to be the second foul on Damian Austin. Back in the old NBA days, that would be a loose ball foul. Knoffel inbound here for Fremont. Driving through the lane is Mitchell Hahn. And Hahn now is 7 in the game. He just kind of flew in there. And tell you what, Mitchell Hahn showing why a lot of people think he might be a first-team All-Stater. He looks pretty good in this game. Pocock playing a little catch with Clark. Now they get Cervantes in on it. Now left side Clark. Clark gives the top of the circle. Here's Peyton Pocock for a three. It's short. Rebounded by Clark. Clark's going to kick it back out for Pocock. A little bit of a lob on that. So he has to find some open area. Pulled out with it. Ben Clark's now got it back. He'll kick left side. Cervantes is going to fire a three, and he hits another three-pointer. Same spot that he stroked one in the first quarter. He hits one here, and he makes it a three-point ball game. 16-13, Fremont with a three-point lead and the basketball. Spalding on the dribble, kicks left wing for Wiegert. He's picked up there by Weiss. And Wiegert, top of the key, gives it back out for Knoffel. Knoffel is picked up there by Clark, and a moving screen. Wow, he did everything but put a helmet on and some shoulder pads as Zentek shoots darts at the officials, but that was not even close to not being a moving screen. He was there, but what he did is he leaned into him and hit him with the shoulder. And again, a couple of fouls here for Fremont, completely unnecessary. They've been in the right spots. They just that little extra step. And they got the foul called there. Dakota Schreiner checked in a little bit ago. He will kick the ball back out here for Clark. Clark's used up his dribble. Gives it left wing for Schreiner. Schreiner and Clark just playing catch with it. And I'll tell you what, they are shading Jake Weiss. Somebody else is going to have to beat them, according to this game plan right now for Fremont, as they're running kind of a box and one. And everywhere Weiss goes, Wiegert is right there with him, and a backdoor cut. Not a nice pass to Ryan Cervantes. And Cervantes, I was watching the battle going on between Weiss and Wiegert. And Cervantes snuck through the back door, got a nice pass from Clark. Right wing with it is Knoppel. Knoppel is backing up, firing a three. It's no good. Rebound tipped out and into the hands of Mitchell Hahn. Hahn will drive. Hahn will take it off glass, and he'll score. Mitchell Hahn with 9 in the game. Quickly up court, they give it to Cervantes. Cervantes shot no good. Rebound by Zentek. Zentek kicks it up ahead here. Here's Hahn. Hahn, 6'8", backing up, firing a three and hitting a three. And he looks like a point guard moving around out there. And Mitchell Hahn with 5 quick points here for Fremont after Kearney cut the lead down to 1. Now the lead is 6, 21-15, 3:05 to go here. Second quarter, timeout Bearcats. We're back with them.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, this is one of those timeouts where one team starts to get on a roll, so they call that timeout to kind of stop the momentum. I mean, this is kind of a momentum-breaking kind of timeout. Obviously, Coach Steinbrook is talking with his team, but I think that's just a timeout where you do not want Mitchell Hahn to start feeling that hot hand, and right now he's feeling it. He's got 12 points in the ballgame already with 3:05 to go here in the second quarter, and for the most part, Kearney High's played pretty good defense on him, but right now he's just kind of feeling it, and so they call the timeout to try to cool him down a little bit if they can. But the Cats have called 2 timeouts already. They've got 3 left for the ball game, and we're going to cross the 3-minute mark right now. As with the dribble is Ben Clark here in the second quarter. Clark gives it off for Weiss. Weiss on the baseline to Cervantes. Back around here to Weiss. Weiss right side, he'll fire at 3, a little bit too strong. Schreiner tries to track it down the corner and can't quite get there. He stepped on the baseline. Mitchell Hahn was going to get the ball anyway, as Schreiner was trying to throw it off of Hahn, and Hahn was able to back up and got the ball anyway. Hahn will inbound and give it for Weston Spaulding. Spaulding on that far sideline, dribbles down there. Pocock staying there right with him. And now he gets a little bit of a space to Spaulding. He'll hand the basketball off here for Knoffel. Knoffel gives it for Hahn. Hahn, well behind the three-point arc, gets the ball back. He's going to fire an NBA three, and he hits the NBA three. He was about 5 feet behind the arc. And he strokes it in, and now a 9-point lead, the largest of the game here for Fremont. Kearney needs to find some way to slow down Hahn and get something going offensively. Clark gives it, gets it back down top of the key. Gave it away momentarily to Schreiner. Clark with the dribble. Gives it to the elbow. Kicking out. Cervantes for 3, and he hits the 3. Ryan Cervantes doing his best to answer back. He's got 11 in the game. And it's 24-18. On the dribble is Hahn. Hahn gives it off for Spaulding. Top of the circle, they give it for Knoffel. Backdoor cut, making the catch here is Hahn. Hahn's going to kick it out. Here's a three by Wiegert. It's no good. High for the rebound is Yout. Now kick out here for Hahn. Hahn will shoot another three and stroke another three. Third three-pointer of the quarter for Mitchell Hahn, his 4th in the game. And now left side with it is Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner gives it off right side for Clark. Clark picked up there defensively by Knoppel. Gives it for Cervantes. Cervantes is going to kick it back out here for Schreiner. And they give it to Weiss, who drives the baseline, but a foul on his drive on the way in. That'll be on Weston Spaulding.
Weston Spaulding. Personal 16th foul. And for the Bearcats, number 44, Brady Johnson. And number 11, Damian Austin.
So 18 points already for Mitchell Hahn. He's got 18 of the 27 for Fremont. And it's 27-18. Tossing in Peyton Pocock. Pocock gives it in here for Damian Austin. Austin's going to direct traffic. Less than a minute to go here before halftime. Cervantes, he's going to drive, take it to the baseline. Back out here for Damian Austin. Austin kicks left side for Schreiner. Back to Austin. He thought about the three, or at least acted like he wanted to shoot it. Still has his dribble, and will give it right side for Cervantes. Cervantes kicks it back to Austin. Austin now will fire that three. It's no good. Cervantes comes up with a rebound. Lost the basketball. Knoffel picks it up. He's going to lay it off the glass. It's no good. Rebound into the hands of Damian Austin. And we've got a foul whistled on Fremont. 28.2 to go. The foul on Jared Knoffel. That's going to be now seven as a team on Fremont. So we'll shut the clock off with 28.2 to go. And Damian Austin is going to step to the line. He's one out of two from the line here in the ball game. A 70.5% free throw shooter on the season. Fallon Knoffel is his first. Austin's second trip to the free throw line. And he hits this one. That'll earn him the bonus. And the second free throw is on the way. Back to the iron, no good. Up high for the rebound is Hahn. And Hahn will play point guard a little bit. Now he'll direct traffic, giving it to Knoffel. And now with the task of trying to slow down Mitchell Hahn is going to be Pocock. Pocock staying with him. 8 seconds to go. Left wing, Wiegert. Kicks it off right side for Weston Spalding. Spalding top of the key. Pass is tipped by Damian Austin. And Knoffel runs out of time. Doesn't get a shot on. So the Bearcats have a nice little defensive stop to end the first half. Well, they got a little work to do. Fremont with a 27-19 lead at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, and we'll talk with Jason Boyd of the Kearney High girls basketball team. We'll talk with the coach right after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate, they handled the insurance, they lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustaceBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School. We're at halftime of the boys' game, where the Bearcats are trailing at intermission by a score of 27-19. And we'll remind you, you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And kind enough to join us here at halftime is Kearney High girls basketball coach Jason Boyd, and getting coach all wired up here and everything. And coach, your defense forced a lot of havoc, especially in that first half for Fremont. It took seemed like it took Fremont 10 possessions before they even got a ball across half court.
Yeah, we went to our half court trap, and that kind of turned things around for us a little bit. We were kind of struggling to score in the half court real early in the game. Once we went to our half court trap, and then we got some steals and just got a lot of transition baskets.
And it seemed like, for a while there, you built like a 10-12 point lead. And in that stretch, I think Fremont only had four shots. Not only did you take them out offensively, but they turned in a lot of baskets on the other end of the court for you guys.
Right, yeah. And our half court, our girls do a good job in half court trap. We've ran it for years. And a lot of these girls have played for us for a few years. So, we work on it a lot in practice. We play it a lot in games against certain teams in certain situations. So they do a great job just getting in the spots we want them to and getting to that next pass and kind of cheating up in the passing lanes once we get in a good trap.
And I had you unofficially with 20. You forced Fremont into 21 turnovers in the first half. And through the course of doing that, you held them to only 4 points. I mean, it's been a long time since you've seen, we've really kind of seen a dominating defensive performance like that.
Right.
It's hard to do much better than that,
yes. I mean, they miss some shots, too. I mean, they miss some putbacks. They miss some easy putbacks on us where it could have been, you know, we talked at halftime, this could easily be a 25-14 game. But yeah, we did a great job with the trap. You know, and then we tried to man a little bit, you know, second half, tried to just stick with the half-court man. We're really trying to get better in our half-court man. And we struggled a little bit with it still in the second half at times on them. They got some easy baskets on us, kind of on the pick and roll, and then even just screening on the weak side. They had some flex cut stuff going on where they were getting to the basket that we still got to work on. You know, I told our girls part of that is our offense is a lot of just cutting, not a lot of screening, so we're not going against it a ton. I mean, we have to drill it, drill it, drill it, and I just think we have to work on it a little bit more.
And I'm very impressed with the freshman because Skylar Snyder still finished with 12 points. That's what I had her for in my book anyway.
Yeah, that's what you had.
And I just really kind of like how she plays and how aggressive she plays. You know, she really likes to attack.
She can score and she can get to the basket. I mean, that she, you know, we know that when she has the ball. I mean, why is she in the game? That's why she's in the game, because she can score. She can attack the rim. She's long. She's athletic, and she's giving us a lot right now. In fact, we're getting a lot from our bench tonight. We kind of went in with the mindset we're subbing in the first quarter, no matter what. We're going to go at least a few off the bench in the first quarter and see how it goes. And I thought our bench did a really good job. We got Abby Graham some minutes in the first half, and then in the second half as well. She did a good job for us. And Skylar, you know, Abby Ray came off the bench tonight, did a good job. Peyton did a great job starting for us tonight. You know, I just thought we got a lot of good minutes from a lot of people.
It really seems to me that when you guys kind of struggle is when you play those teams with a lot of size. When you guys match up size-wise, you're really playing about as good as anybody around. I mean, I've really been, you know, unless there's a big 6'3", you know, Division I recruit that's in the middle for the other team, you guys really, on the perimeter, match up pretty well with most teams you guys play.
Yeah, luckily we haven't seen that for a while.
Yeah.
Big 6'3", good player. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's tough for us. I mean, Class A competition, we're playing – there's a lot of teams that have some quality players like that in the post. You know, we saw it with Benson. We saw it last night, obviously, as well. And it was obviously a tough matchup for us last night. We talked about it afterwards. We've been playing some good teams close. And last night was just a tough matchup Southeast for us. Really tough matchup with how good she's tough for anybody to guard, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody in the state has a hard time with them. And they shot well, and it got away from us. And you know, we were kind of priding on ourselves this year on keeping things close. That's why it was a little bit frustrating last night. But they're a heck of a team.
I didn't really mean to conjure up those unpleasant memories. So let's look in the future a little bit.
Thank you.
you're welcome. Columbus comes to town on Friday and then a trip to Norfolk on Saturday. Give us a quick scouting report on what we're going to face next weekend.
Well, Columbus has two of their top seven back. They were a state tournament team, a lot like Fremont, actually. Fremont was a state tournament team and lost quite a few of their kids and had a couple returners, though, still. So Columbus is down a little bit, but they've still won some games. They're still going to compete hard. They're well-coached. They man. They 2-3. They're a lot like Fremont. Their point guard's their best returning player. And then Norfolk's the team we played in the conference championship. And we had a lead going into the fourth, lost by 7. They really defend well. We struggle to score mightily against them. And we feel like we're getting a little bit better offensively. So hopefully that'll help us out when we play them again.
And again, I don't want to keep bringing up the same topic, but I think one of the things you're doing better defensively, you can kind of take a look at Skylar Snyder a little bit. I mean, she's really kind of picked up her offensive game. You probably are a better offensive team than the last time you played Norfolk.
Right, and even with Skylar, we can put her up top in that 21 in our half court trap. She's up top in that 1-2-2 half court trap, and she's got some length, and she was getting a lot of steals. And then what's nice about that is you got someone at the top when you get a steal. You can throw it to, you know, is going to go finish too.
So that always was very nice. And we'll have coverage of girls basketball next week. Good luck, coach.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Time.
Thanks.
All right, that's Jason Boyd, the head girls basketball coach here at Kearney High. The Bearcat girls win 49-24 over Fremont at halftime of the boys game. The Bearcats are trailing at intermission 27-19 to Fremont. We'll take a look at the numbers. We come back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney. Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Fremont leads at intermission 27-19. Let's take a look at the numbers for the Tigers, being led by their All-State candidate, Mitchell Hahn. He's got 18 points and 4 rebounds here in the first half. 3 points for Trevor Wiegert, 2 points for Rock Wachtel, 2 points for Jared Canoffel, and 2 for Zane Zentek. For Kearney High, 11 points for Ryan Cervantes. He's playing very well. Peyton Pocock stroked in a 3. He's got 3 at intermission. 2 for Jake Weiss, 2 for Damian Austin, and Ben Clark with 1 point here at intermission. Cats trail by 1 after 1, 10-9, and now they trail at intermission 27-19. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And Fremont will have possession of the basketball to start the second half. And tossing in the ball for them is going to be Wiegert. Wiegert will get it in for Canoffel. Canoffel is picked up man-to-man by Damian Austin. And actually, Kearney right now going with, originally I thought it might be an extended 1-3-1, but Canoffel with the dribble, and we got a quick timeout. 30-second timeout for Mark Williams and Fremont. As I think they're recognizing that actually was zone, not man-to-man. Anyway, they're talking it over. Timeout for Fremont. Hey, we'll take it with them. 11 seconds into the second half. Timeout Fremont. Back after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, they inbound the basketball to Jared Canoffel after a timeout 11 seconds into the second half. And they're going to backdoor cut it. They find an open guy in Zentek, and Zentek's going to score. So they came up with a plan, and it worked for Fremont as they push that lead out to 10. This is their largest lead of the game. Left wing, Ryan Cervantes gives it to Ben Clark. Clark on the right side for Weiss, and he throws it away, trying to connect inside, and nobody was there, and Conrad Meyer came up with a basketball. Left wing, here's Wiegert. Wiegert gets it down low. Turnaround jumper by Zentek. It's no good. Rebounded by Damian Austin. Austin on the run. He's going to flip it twice in the corner. He's going to step back, fire a 3, back the iron, no good. Rebounded by Cervantes. Cervantes gives it for Damian Austin. Austin off of a screen by Johnson's able to kick it out. Now right wing with it is Cervantes. Cervantes can't shoot over the top of Hahn. And so he'll direct traffic and give the basketball off for Damian Austin. Austin gets a screen from Johnson, steps to the free throw line, back the iron, no good. Up high for the rebound is Hahn, and Hahn, he'll play point guard and lead him out of there with it. Now he slows down at midcourt. And Weiss runs in, is run into by Hahn. And there was a couple of times that Jake Weiss was reaching in there, and I thought those were more of a foul than the one they actually called, but that drive by Hahn into Weiss, got Weiss his second foul of the ball game. They inbound the basketball here to Hahn. Weiss will pressure him a little bit. Zentek will pass the top of the circle here for Knoffel. Knoffel gets it at the elbow for Meyer. Meyer finds a cutter. Driving in is Hahn. And Hahn's going to end up on the floor as he was fouled and now will shoot two. Well, Hahn has hit four three-pointers. He's hit a couple of two-point field goals. This is his first trip to the line. And again, Mitchell Hahn has done most of his damage really from the outside at 6'7". And here he actually drives in there, and it's a foul on Weiss. And the free throw's in and out, no good.
And from Bearcats,
they rattled around and was about half down, and they had spit out of there. Pocock and Schreiner checking back in here. So it's Pocock, Schreiner, Cervantes, Johnson, and Austin for Kearney High. On at the line, hits the free throw. So Damien Austin on the dribble. That lead is now 11 for Fremont. Bounce pass inside, and a bunny missed by Brady Johnson, but then an offensive rebound. Johnson got it back, and he puts it back up and in. Well, he didn't give up on the play after he missed an easy shot. The second one we hit was a whole lot tougher. Weger's going to fire a three in transition, and he hits the three. That's his second three-pointer of the game. And now Damien Austin will kick left wing here for Schreiner. Schreiner had a little trouble tracking it down and give it right back to Damien Austin, and Austin will set up shop here a little bit. 33-21 in the lane. Dakota Schreiner. Now they kick it out for Damien Austin. Back to Schreiner. Schreiner having trouble shooting over top of Hahn. They'll penetrate a little bit though. Kick it out. Austin will fire a three, and he hits the three. Damien Austin strokes in the three. After that little penetration, then a kick back out to Austin. And Austin was able to make the catch, facing the basket, and stroke it in. Now Hahn, the offensive zone, working against Pocock. They get it down low, and the shot is good for Conrad Meyer on the roll, and he'll have a chance for a three-point play. They quickly dumped it in the corner, immediately threw it on the baseline on the low block, and then we've got the foul. It's going to be whistled on Brady Johnson.
Conrad Meyer, he goes to the free throw line. And for the Tigers, number 20, Rush, for you.
So Waul checks in here as we hand the basketball now to Meyer. Meyer is going to shoot one shot. It is no good, and rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Trevor Weger. Kearney High, we get a team rebound here. And they're down by 11. 5:02 to go. Quarter number three. Down by 11, here comes number 11. Damien Austin on the dribble. And we've got a whistle away from the ball as Pocock was coming through on the baseline. I think he was held by Wiegert. And so Trevor Wiegert whistled for the foul. A long ways away from the basket. Or at least long ways away from the basketball. They inbound it for Schreiner. He's going to give it back out here for Damien Austin. Austin thought about the three. He gives it to Cervantes. Now off of the screen, Wiegert drives through there. Austin dribbles through there, kicks it back out for Johnson. Right side, here's Cervantes for three, and he hits the three. So a couple of three-pointers in the quarter, one by Cervantes, one by Austin. And the lead is back down to eight with the dribble is Zentek. Zentek on the baseline. He's used up his dribble and played up there by Cervantes. They entered inside, knocked away by Johnson, then stolen away by Damien Austin. Austin with a spin, kick out for Pocock, who tips it over for Schreiner. Schreiner drive, no good, ball out of bounds, off the leg. A Waiul and out of bounds. So Kearney High making something happen with the energy here. Can't get the shot to fall, but they're going to inbound the basketball here. Spalding going to check in. Waiul comes out for Fremont. And to toss it in here is Peyton Pocock. Pocock will toss in for Damien Austin. Austin gets a screen from Johnson. Could shoot a three top the key if he wanted to, but he'll kick left wing here for Schreiner, who gives it back to Austin. Austin's three is off the mark. Rebounded by Zentek. Zentek finds a cutter. The layup by Spalding is no good. Rebounded by Austin, and Bearcats on the run. At the free throw line, they'll kick it back into the corner. Here's Pocock for three, and he hits the three. So Kearney stroking it a little bit from outside as Cervantes got that ball back out from Austin and then kicked it out into the corner, and now we got a reach on Damian Austin. And that's going to be a bit of a touch foul on that far sideline, and that'll be his third foul. Four fouls against Kearney High. And Uyghur's going to inbound it. Third personal foul on Damian Austin. So Spalding gets the inbounds here. Five-point ball game. Fremont has led throughout. They've led by as many as a dozen, and that came here in the third quarter. Lead now five. Here's a three-pointer by Uyghur, top of the key. No good. Damian Austin snags the rebound. Cats on the run. Damian Austin will drive, kick into the corner. Here's Schreiner for three, and he hits a three. Yeah, everybody's doing it for Kearney High. So Schreiner knocks in a three-pointer. The fourth three-pointer of the quarter here for Kearney High. With the dribble here is Spalding. Spalding in the lane. Shot off glass is good. He banked it in. And then it rolled around. Quickly up ahead. Here comes Damian Austin flipping it out. Here's Schreiner for three again. That time, no good. And Cervantes goes over the back on the rebound. That's going to be his first personal foul. Five as a team on Kearney High.
Number 32, Ryan Cervantes, first personal
15. 2:54 to go here. Third quarter, 37-33. Fremont with a four-point lead and the basketball. Kearney High is going to go full court pressure here. They inbound the basketball to Meyer. They're kind of dropping back a little bit. Weston Spalding will not be harassed as he brings it across the timeline. Hans got it. Gives it between the circles for Zentek. Zentek could dribble if he wanted to, but he'll get the ball off for Uyghur. Uyghur just hands it back off here for Zentek. Spalding. Spalding picked up by Cervantes now off of a switch. And Wiegert has it. He'll get it down low. Shot no good. Rebound taken out by Johnson. Johnson gives it to Austin. Austin pass goes between two different Bearcats, between Ryan Cervantes and Dakota Schreiner. And so that'll be a Kearney High turnover. So 2:21 to go. Pace has slowed down a little bit. There was a little flurry there for Kearney High as Austin, Cervantes, Pocock, and Schreiner all hit three-pointers. Spalding brings it across the timeline. Left wing, Wiegert. Entry pass down low off the hands of Peyton Pocock. They tried to get it in for Hahn, but Pocock was able to shut him down. Interesting battle there between Mitchell Hahn, a 6'7 junior, and Peyton Pocock, a sophomore at 6 foot. Entry pass down low, knocked away by Damian Austin, but it goes out of bounds. And Austin stepping in front of Zane Zentek. And on the end of the Fremont bench, Mitchell Hahn is going to inbound it. They lob it down low. They're trying to connect with Meyer, and they lob it too far, and they run out of basketball court. It's out of bounds. So that'll be a Fremont turnover. 2 minutes to go here, third quarter. 37-33. Fremont with a four-point lead. Kearney High with the basketball. Austin on the right side. Coach Steinberg told us halftime of the girls' game that about every game Fremont's played this year has been close. The numbers do bear that out. Driving the lane is going to be Austin. He kicks for Cervantes, who fires a three, and he hits a three. 17 points in the game for Ryan Cervantes. He's hit five three-pointers in the game. It's a one-point contest. On the dribble here is Mitchell Hahn. Hahn will kick it right wing for Spalding. Spalding drives the lane, lobs it down low, and intercepted by Ryan Cervantes. Cervantes gives it for Damian Austin. Austin will drive. Austin will flip it up there as he got kind of his feet caught up underneath him. And pulling it down is going to be Mitchell Hahn. Hahn has the ball knocked away from him by Peyton Pocock, and out of bounds. Pete Yount checking in here for Fremont. And Ben Clark coming in here for Kearney High. Also in the game is Jared Knoffel. He was out for a little while. And they'll get it in to Knoffel. Knoffel's going to be picked up there by Ben Clark. Bounce pass on the right side for Zentek. They're trying to work it inside for Hahn, but Zentek still has the dribble. He's used it up on the left wing. Gives it for Wiegert now on the other side. And on the dribble here, Wiegert. Wiegert from the elbow. Kicks it out. There's Yount. Yount kicks in the corner. A little penetration here by Zentek in the lane. Lost the basketball, and it somehow finds its way to Fremont in the midst of all those jerseys, and Cleet Yount came up with it. The ball was going out of bounds. Jared Canoffo just saved it under the glass, went through about three Bearcats, and it was picked up by Yount, and then Yount was hit on the arm, so he's going to go line and shoot two after the foul on Ben Clark. A little bit of a break here for Fremont, and now Yount to shoot two, and the first one's good. So he extends the Tiger lead at 38-36 with 43.4 to go here in the third quarter. Second free bone by Yount on the way. Bends the knees, and that one's in and out, no good. Rebounded by Brady Johnson. And Johnson will give the ball up here before Ben Clark. Cats can tie it with a bucket. Or the three-pointer, top of the key for the lead, no good. And rebound taken out of there by Knoffel. Pocock with a good look at it, couldn't get the shot to fall. Hahn's got it, 22 seconds left, between circles, a little bit of a screen. Pocock fights his way through it. Hahn's used up his dribble, and he'll get it off here for Knoffel. Knoffel kicks it back out here for Hahn. Hahn dribbles on the right side, 10 seconds left, and we're going to have a little hand check. Whistled against Kearney High. And that'll be on Peyton Pocock. That's now seven as a team on Kearney High. So Fremont already at the line for a 1-1. And Hahn, who's one out of two from the free throw line, will have the front end of a 1-1 here. Pocock and Johnson, a couple of sophomores coming out of the ball game. Weiss checks back in, so does Schreiner. So it's Weiss, Schreiner, Cervantes, Clark, and Austin. Hahn at the line for a 1-1. Free throw's good. 39-36. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Second free throw by Hahn. The ball is in his hands right now. He dribbles. Shoots and strokes it in. Inbounded for Damian Austin. Austin, 8 seconds left as he breaks the timeline. On the dribble. Flips it out here for Weiss. Weiss is going to fire a long three, and it goes out of bounds at the buzzer. So, three quarters are in the books. Fremont still has the lead. They lead it 40-36. We'll head to the fourth quarter right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Well, three-pointers by Dakota Schreiner, Peyton Pocock, 2 three-pointers by Ryan Cervantes, and another three-pointer by Damian Austin. Much of the damage that Kearney High did. Scored 17 points in that third quarter. 15 of the 17 came from behind the three-point arc. They need to kind of keep that hot shooting going. They trail by 8 after two quarters. They cut that lead in half in that third quarter. And now they got an opportunity to cut into that lead again as Kearney High has possession of the basketball, trailing it 40-36 as we start the fourth quarter. Damian Austin and Weiss just playing a little bit of catch with it. Weiss gives it right side for Schreiner. Schreiner on the dribble, hands off for Peyton Pocock, gives left side for Damian Austin. Austin watches everybody cycle through. A little bit of a screen set by Ryan Cervantes. Austin still has the dribble. Austin drives, and we're going to have a reach. Whistled on whom? Well, that was a long reach by Conrad Meyer. They don't call that one. They're going to call the shorter reach by Jared Knoffel. That'll be his second. Cats will inbound. Weiss to toss it in. 5-second count going on, and is able to get it in for Schreiner. Schreiner kicks it for Cervantes. Cervantes for three. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped, but into the hands of Jared Knoffel for Fremont. Carney had a good look at it there, but Knoffel will bring in the offensive zone after the miss. He's used up his dribble, gives left side for Hahn. Hahn working against Weiss will step up, hit a shot. Mitchell Hahn, first field goal of the second half. He now has 23 in the game. Damian Austin on the dribble will dribble up against Hahn. We'll kick it out here for Weiss. Weiss is going to fire an NBA three, hung on the rim. It's no good. Rebounded by Hahn. Hahn will bring it up. He'll drive. And he'll dump it, and the shot is blocked by Weiss. Weiss has the basketball on that far sideline. He'll drive, and there's a charge. And coming up excited as well he should is Conrad Meyer. Meyer was down there, and he was set. That wasn't even close. That was an easy call for the officials as Conrad Meyer is able to collect the charge on Jake Weiss, and that is going to be Weiss's fourth personal foul. So the inbounds for Cleet Yount, who checked in. And Yount is bodied up there by Knoffel. They're able to kick it up ahead here for Yount. Yount's just going to hand it off for Wiegert. Wiegert with 6:35 to go. Still can dribble if he wants to. He's picked up there now by Pocock. And he'll give it between the circles to Knoffel. Knoffel dribbling up against Damian Austin. Knoffel in the lane, just double dribbled with it. Yep. Well, they call the walk. Any way you slice it, that's a Fremont turnover. I think he walked before he double dribbled. Got in the lane, and the ball just kind of stuck to his hand.
Tigers, number 20,
Raul checking back in here for Fremont. And Austin will bring across the timeline. 42-36. Kearney High's down by six. They have never led in the ball game. Damian Austin gives it between the circles for Schreiner. Schreiner, hands off, driving now is Pocock. 15-foot jumper from the free throw line, no good. Offensive rebound for Weiss. He hits the bucket and he was fouled. A chance for an and one for Jake Weiss. Only his second field goal of the game, and now we'll have the opportunity to make this a one-possession game. A little early to talk about that with 6:08 to go here. But the foul is whistled on Conrad Meyer. And Weiss strokes in the free throw, and he knew it as soon as the ball left his hand. He fired the free throw, was starting to walk back. Substitution coming in is Zane Zentek for Fremont, and that allows Kearney High the opportunity to put full court pressure on. And inbounding it is Hahn. Hahn is able to get it to Wiegert. Wiegert working against Schreiner, and bounce pass to Waul. Waul on the right side has it across the timeline. Now Damian Austin is able to pick up Waul. And Myers got it, lobs it down low. Nice catch by Zentek. Zentek shot's no good. Gets his own rebound, and he's able to lay it up and in. Off the miss, it went right back to Zentek. And they're going to inbound the basketball here for Damian Austin. 5-point lead for Fremont, 44-39. Damian Austin with 5.5 to go. We'll kick off from the left side here for Weiss. Weiss gets a little screen by Cervantes. Cervantes got away with a little forearm shiver there. Damian Austin on that right side. He's going to step back, fire a three. It's on the mark, but a little bit strong. And Hahn pulls down the miss. And now he'll play point guard, being picked up defensively by Peyton Pocock. Dribbling here is Hahn, and it's stolen away. Steal by Damian Austin. Austin with the drive, and he's fouled by Hahn. And for Hahn, that's just going to be his first personal foul. Hahn with 23 points in the game, and now one foul. So now Damian Austin is going to go line and shoot two after he forced the turnover, made the steal. And so Austin will have to shoot twice. The first one is up, and it is good. .44-40, 5:08 to go, fourth quarter. Second free throw on the way here for Austin. And it is rattling in and out and then back in. Clark in here for Kearney High. Schreiner out. And again, Fremont's going to face some full court pressure here. Hahn will toss it in. He'll get it in for Zentech. Zentech with a little V-cut with the basketball. Lobs it up ahead for Wahul. Wahul will drive, get the bucket and the foul. He drove and drew the body contact against Ben Clark, and Ben was able to take it off the glass and score. So that's a nice play there for Roach Wahul. So three fouls on Clark, three fouls on Austin, four on Weiss for Kearney High. So Bearcats face a little foul trouble here. Raul handed the basketball here to see if he can finish off a three-point play. Fremont doesn't even have anybody down there for rebounding. And Raul misses it, and the rebound's pulled out of there by Weiss. Weiss will hand to Ben Clark. Ben Clark falls down but is able to make the bounce pass for Peyton Pocock. Pocock gives it off, and there's a hold away from the ball. And that'll be on Wahul. That'll be his first. That's his second. Fifth as a team here, the second half on Fremont. So Clark's going to inbound on the baseline. And he'll get it in for Damian Austin. Austin thought about the three, but he'll give it to Cervantes. Cervantes drives. Shot, no good. Rebounded by Meyer. And Meyer will give the ball off to Mitchell Hahn. Hahn relatively quiet here in the second half. With the dribble is Knoffel. Knoffel drives. He is going to be shut off there by Cervantes, so they'll kick it back out here for Zentech. Zentech drives the baseline. He loses the basketball. Turnover on Fremont. 46-41. Fremont with a five-point lead. Damian Austin brings the basketball. Has a conversation with Pocock. And now they'll give it off for Weiss. Left wing. He can't shoot on the top of Meyer, so they'll give it back out here. Kicked in the corner for Cervantes. Cervantes will drive. Weiss, yeah, he double dribbled with it, which is unfortunate because he kicked it out to Damian Austin, and Austin stroked in a three, but that'll be a turnover on Kearney High. And it's just little things like that that can turn a basketball game. Inbound it, stolen away by Damian Austin. Austin gets it inside for Clark, and Clark is fouled. Clark with a little ball fake, got a couple of different Fremont players to move, and when they bumped him, they actually pushed Clark, and Clark walked with the ball, and I was afraid they might call a travel there, but instead they called a fourth personal foul on Conrad Meyer. And Meyer's going to come out with those four fouls. They make a substitution. 3:57 to go here, fourth quarter. Bearcats are going to inbound it. On the baseline, toss it in is Ben Clark. Brady Johnson checked in. They set a screen, get it to Pocock. Pocock's going to step back, fire a three. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Clark. And Clark has it stolen away by Zentech. Zentech kicks it back out here for Knoffel. Long pass up ahead. Zentech at cross midcourt. Kicks it in the corner for Wiegert. He'll fire a three. No good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Wiegert. And then Wiegert is fouled. And that is going to be a foul on Damian Austin. That's going to be four on Damian Austin. That's now 10 fouls on Kearney High. So two free throws coming up here for Wiegert. Wiegert has hit a couple of three-pointers in the game. And now he's hit one free throw. 47-41, 3:49 to go. Excuse me, 3:39 to go here in the fourth quarter. So Wiegert gets the ball back. His free throw is up and good. Ryan Cervantes, the inbounded. He'll hand the basketball to Damian Austin. Austin tells something to Cervantes and dribbles in the offensive zone off of a screen. Clark's got it on the right side. Now a double screen. They get it for Schreiner. He'll fire a three. Back of the iron. No good. Tracking down that long rebound is Damian Austin. Austin throws it in the corner for Cervantes. Back out for Schreiner. Now here's a long pass for Damian Austin. He'll give it to Clark. Clark's going to drive. Kick out. Three-pointer by Cervantes. No good. Brady Johnson rebound underneath, and he's fouled as he lays it off the glass. The shot doesn't go in, but Brady Johnson's going to go in line and shoot a couple of free throws here.
Foul's on number 44.
That's only two fouls now on Mitchell Hahn. And to the free throw line is going to be Brady Johnson, an 87% free throw shooter. And as soon as we talk about how well he shoots free throws, he hits the back of the iron and it's no good. 48-41. Kearney down by seven. Now make it six as Johnson hits the second free throw. And he'll come out of the game, get a nice little high five here from Jake Weiss, who checks it in. And Hahn to inbound. He'll get the ball into Waul. Watch Waul has the ball knocked loose. It goes in the backcourt. He was the last to touch it. It's over back. And Mark Williams is upset, but I'm telling you, Damien Austin hit it. It went off of Waul's foot and rolled into the backcourt. That is over and back. That's a turnover, and Fremont has to drop back on defense. That's a break here for Kearney High, but it's a break that they made. With the dribble is Damien Austin. The officials got that one right. Cervantes kicks it left side here for Dakota Schreiner. You know what? I don't think they've gotten a call wrong, honestly, today. Off of a screen, here's Austin for three, and he hits the three. 48-45, 2.5 to go here in the ball game. Scott Steinbrook giving out some instructions here as the Bearcats have fought their way back in this when they haven't really ever been buried, and now they're within one possession. Hahn with the dribble, and we've got a forearm shiver called on somebody, and that's going to be on Jake Weiss, and that is going to be his fifth personal foul. So Weiss is now fouled out of the ball game with 2:23 to go here in the fourth. And he might be a little frustrated. He goes out of the game with 5 points and five rebounds. And Fremont several times has kind of run a box and one, trying to take Jake Weiss out of the game. And they've done a fairly effective job of that. As Weiss is out with 5 points in the game. The foul was on Waul. So Waul will shoot two here. And the first one's good. So he's one out of two from the free throw line in the game. And he makes it 49-45 with 2:23 to go. Second free throw by Waul. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Pocock. And Pocock will give it up ahead here for Damien Austin. Austin on the dribble. Gets a little screen by Cervantes. And now backs up. Gives right wing for Clark. Clark on the dribble to Cervantes, who will hand off to Pocock, who will fire a three. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped off the leg of Schreiner and into the hand of Wiegert. Wiegert comes up the rebound, kicked up ahead, off the fingertips of Zentek, and out of bounds. Fremont running the floor, trying to get an easy basket, but they turn it over instead. And now Kearney High gets the ball back. Minute 55 to go here. Fourth quarter, timeout Bearcats. 49-45. Bearcats will have the ball down by four, and we come back after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Well, this one has been tight throughout. There was a spot there early in the third quarter where Fremont led by a dozen. But since Kearney High has kind of cut it down, it's been somewhere between a 2 and 6 point game. Right now it's a 4 point advantage for Fremont, but the Bearcats will have the basketball here, trailing at 49-45, minute 55 to go here in the fourth quarter. Kearney High still has a couple of timeouts left. Fremont's got four. So if they face some pressure by Kearney High, they can take that pressure off by calling the timeout. So Schreiner will inbound, and he'll get the ball in for Damien Austin. Jake Weiss has already fouled out of the ball game here for Kearney High. And a drive off glass. Damien Austin, good. I don't know if that was the plan, but they cleared things out for him, and he laid it up and in. So Hahn will inbound. And on the dribble here is Zentek. Zentek pass up ahead. On the run is Canoffel. And Canoffel was picked up by Cervantes. The Rowdies now with the chant of defense. They're getting into the game a little bit louder now. Canoffel has it, and he'll kick on the left side here for Wiegert. Two-point ball game. With the dribble is Wiegert. Wiegert just playing a little catch with Spalding. Dribbling is Spalding. They get the ball back out for Hahn. They get moving closer and closer to midcourt. And we're going to have a little reach here as Hahn had it. And that's probably not the kid you want to set to the free throw line. One of the best players in the state. Hahn's going to shoot two. He's got 23 points in the ball game. He's 3 out of 4 from the line. And I didn't see who they gave the foul to. And now they're verifying who the foul was on. It's on Ryan Cervantes, and that is his second. So Hahn is at the line. He'll shoot two. Carney's in the bonus. Fremont is in the double bonus. Free throw? Good. Hit the front of the rim, and Mitchell Hahn with that shooter's touch got it to fall. And Conrad Meyer going to check back in. So is Roch Waiul. Hahn has made it a three-point ball game with a minute 12 to go. His second free throw is on the way, and he rolls that one in too. 51-47, minute 10 to go. Across the timeline is Austin. Austin will kick off for Pocock. Back to Damian Austin. Austin has the dribble, gets a little bit of a screen from Clark, spins, kicks out for Clark, top of the circle, backdoor cut. Schreiner had a little trouble handling it, otherwise it'd been a layup. As the pass was a little bit off the mark, he'll kick it out here for Damian Austin. 48 seconds to go off the screen. Here's the three for Austin. No good. Rebound tied up. Possession arrow pointing to Fremont.
On the open possession, the Tigers have the ball.
So Carney had a nice little look at it. And then the possession arrow betrays them as well. Zentek Knoppel checking in here for Fremont. In is Brian Burchell. And Burchell's going to come in for Damian Austin, in part to try to get a steal or a foul. And they lob it in for Hahn. Hahn's going to drive a 2-on-1. Hahn dribbles through the pressure, kicks it back out here for Wiegert. And Wiegert is going to be fouled by Dakota Schreiner. And Schreiner just has one personal foul now. One of the reasons why they're taking Damian Austin out is because he has four personal fouls, and they do not want to lose his services. So two free throws coming up here for Wiegert. Wiegert has been a perfect 2-for-2 from the line. He's also had a couple of three-pointers, and that shot is a little bit strong off the back of the iron. Meyer and Waiul check in here for Fremont, and we got a timeout here for Kearney High. Well, the mountain's a little bit taller. It's a two-possession game with 37.3 to go. A full timeout here for the Bearcats with 37.3 to go. 51-47 Fremont. Fremont will be at the line when we come back right after this.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School as the Bearcats have a little work to do, but they still have some time here. They trail 51-47 with 37.3 seconds to go. Fremont, doesn't matter what they do on this free throw, they're still going to be a two-possession game. And Kearney still has a timeout left. And again, Fremont and head coach Mark Williams pointing out, boys, we got four timeouts left. So if you get the ball and you get in trouble, call the timeout. He called a 30-second timeout 11 seconds into this half. And that's been it in terms of timeouts they've used. Wiegert with one more free throw on the way, and it's good.
Second free throw, good.
52-47. They'll roll the ball in, and now picking it up is going to be Damian Austin. Austin. Cats need a score here. They fire in the corner. Three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Waiul, and then a foul by Cervantes. Well, that doesn't end it. But that does make the mountain even steeper. That wasn't a bad look there by Ben Clark, but it rimmed in and out. Kearney got what they wanted there. They got a look at the three, a good look at the three, and a quick look at the three. And Raul, who's one out of three from the free throw line, will have two more free throws here. This one is in and out, no good. And again, Kearney High probably needs a steal, probably need a three-pointer at some point here. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded by the Bearcats. Damian Austin kicks it. Here's Schreiner for three, and he hits the three, and a timeout. Dakota Schreiner strokes in his second three-pointer of the game, makes it 52-50, 21.7 seconds to go here in the ball game, and the Bearcats with the timeout, and they still have hope. A two-point ball game. Cats are out of timeouts with 21.7 to go. We'll be back right after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Filled your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Well, a little bit of the game reset. If there's a held ball, the possession arrow is pointing to Kearney High. Any foul the Bearcats commit will send Fremont to the line to shoot two. If Fremont were to commit a foul, it would be a 1-1. Cats are now out of timeouts. That is their final timeout. And so really if Fremont scores, one of the things that works in Fremont's favor, they could take 5 seconds off the clock before Kearney, before they need to inbound. The basketball is inbounded to Wiegert. Wiegert's fouled immediately by the man that just hit the three-pointer, Dakota Schreiner. So now Wiegert, who is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, and the guy that Fremont set the inbounds play up for to get the basketball, he's going to go line and shoot two. And they'll try to distract Wiegert, but Wiegert strokes in the free throw. That makes it a three-point ball game. Well, this one's a big one now, because if Wiegert hits this one, it's a two-possession game with 20.6 to go. Misses it. Cats could tie it with the trifecta. So Wiegert at the line, and it is good. Roch Wyoum will check in, and we'll get a timeout here for Fremont. 54-50, and it's a full timeout here for Fremont, so we'll take it with them as well. 20.6 to go, 4-point lead for Fremont, 54-50. We're back after this.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/Eustace Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Well, that free throw by Trevor Wiegert makes it awfully tough here for Kearney High. Now, remember, they're down by four, so two things. They need to score twice, and the clock does not stop on a made basket, which means Fremont, they can run off about 5 seconds before they even inbound it because Kearney can't call a timeout. So there's not a lot of time left here for Kearney High. So 54-50, Kearney can run the baseline if they need to after that made free throw. And Ben Clark will toss it in for Damian Austin. Austin dribbles down the sideline. Austin gets a screen, runs into the screener, and we're going to have a foul that's whistled on Jared Knoffel. And you know what? I think Kearney just got a break there, because he ran into his own guy. I don't think there was a foul there. I think Kearney just got a break. Now, maybe after he bounced off Cervantes, there was a foul there, but the main contact there was between Cervantes and Damian Austin. And Austin, by the way, hit pretty hard. Ran into Cervantes pretty hard. So free throw here for Austin, and it rolls around and good. That'll earn him the bonus. That makes it a one-possession game again with 17 seconds to go. Now, Kearney can't call a timeout and set up something here, so I don't know. What do you do? Try to hope that you miss this, get the rebound with either Pocock or Cervantes, and then hit the three? Or do you play it straight and try to score points here? I think you try to miss it, to be honest with you. And the free throw is up, short, but rebounded by Hahn, and Hahn is fouled immediately by Pocock. So Hahn, who has hit his last five free throws, he is 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. He's going to shoot two. And Kearney doing the best they can to kind of extend this game without any more timeouts. And they don't have much of a choice but to commit these fouls. And the free throw is no good. Well, years ago, they wanted to speed up the game of basketball by giving two fouls when they commit fouls after seven to speed up the game, thinking that people would not commit fouls in these circumstances, and that certainly has not been the case. Hahn's second free throw is on the way. Looks short, and it is. It rolled around. Coming up with it is Pocock. 12 seconds left. Damian Austin on the dribble. Damian Austin traveled, has it tied up there. The possession arrow is pointing to Kearney High with 6 seconds left. And Kearney, fortunate the possession arrow is pointing their way, and we got a timeout here for Fremont. That's going to give Kearney High the opportunity to set something up. A full timeout here for Fremont. A couple of Fremont fans are going ballistic thinking there was a double dribble there. You have to have the basketball to double dribble it. I mean, that ball was loose, battled between Wachtel and Damian Austin. And Austin was able to tie it up. And really, had Fremont not gone for the ball when it was loose like that, it would have pinned Kearney in a position they probably couldn't have got out of. So Bearcats get a little bit of a break, and now they need a huge break. They are down by 3 with 6 seconds to go. Well, we're going to keep it right here as the Bearcats will inbound it. And I think they get another break when Mark Williams called timeout for Fremont. This gives Kearney High the opportunity to draw up a play. And I wonder if one of the things that Coach Williams is thinking about here for Fremont is whether or not they want to commit a foul. They could commit the foul, make it a one-on-one, and then Kearney would probably have to make the first one and then intentionally miss the second. If that's not the strategy for Coach Williams, I'll say it. I think it was a mistake for him to call the free throw, to call the timeout. In any event, here we go. Ben Clark's going to inbound it. 6 seconds to go, down by 3. They get the ball into the hands of Pocock. Pocock has it, and then he's fouled. There wasn't a whole lot of contact there, but there was a foul, apparently. Wiegert whistled for the foul, and now Pocock's going to go to the line with 3.4 to go.
Number 22, Trevor Wiegert. Second person. 19 foul.
Now that's 9 on Fremont.
And for the Tigers, number 42, Zantete.
So 3.4 to go here. And the instructions are being given to Peyton Pocock what they want to do here. And Pocock's at the line for the front end of a 1-on-1. The miss, rebounded by Austin. The shot for 3. Some contact, but not enough for a foul. And so your final score, it's Fremont with a 54-51 win over Kearney High in what was a very entertaining ball game. Unfortunately for the Cats, they fall at home by 3. They had a look at it at the end of the game, but your final 54-51, Fremont improves their record now to 8-7 on the season. The Bearcats now fall to 9-7. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report. Take a look at the numbers, and we'll talk with Coach Steinbrook before we wrap everything up. That's coming up right after this timeout.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service.
Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Hey, welcome back here to Kearney High School as the Kearney High boys fall at home to Fremont, 54-50. A loose ball, desperation three by Damian Austin, not answered, and probably not strong enough into any kind of body where Austin was going to get a foul call. There was a teeny tiny little bit of contact. I think the officials made a good decision not calling the foul. Wanted the foul, but probably a good decision, and Fremont wins this one 54-51. As the Bearcats had a couple players in double digits, and for Fremont, they were led by their all-state player, Mitchell Hahn, with 25 points. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Get your game on now at Misco's. Keeping our local schools geared up for every season, Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. We'll check the numbers here for Fremont and lead the way for them. As we mentioned, was Hahn. He had 25 points in the game to go along with 8 rebounds. And Trevor Wiegert had 11 points and a couple of rebounds. Elsewhere, Weston Spaulding off the bench, he had 4 points. 2 points for Jared Knoffel. Rock Wachtel has 5 points, as well as 1 rebound. 1 point, a couple of rebounds for Cleet Yount. 6 points, 4 rebounds for Zane Zentik. And 2 points, 2 rebounds for Conrad Meyer. Fremont led at intermission, 27-19. Kearney trailed the entire game. They were able to cut the lead down to 2 a couple of times. They trailed by as many as a dozen early in the third quarter, but Fremont does hold on here, 54-51. For Kearney High, leading the way for them was Ryan Cervantes. Cervantes finished with 5 three-pointers, 17 points in the game. Damian Austin with 13 points, 1 point for Ben Clark, 5 for Jake Weiss, who fouled out of the game with 2:23 to go. They really concentrated on taking him out of the game. 6 points, 1 rebound for Peyton Pocock, 6 points for Dakota Schreiner, both of those coming from behind the arc. That also true, by the way, of Pocock, who hit a couple of threes, and Brady Johnson with 3 points in the ball game. And again, your final in this one, 54-51. Fremont with the win here in Kearney against the Bearcats. And we'll total up some more numbers, and we'll have the opportunity to talk with Coach Steinbrook as we continue with the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Misco Sports, get geared up for every season, keeping our schools geared up for what they need for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back and talk with the coach right after this timeout.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with 2 locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Nabisco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
All right, real quick, let's recap what we had here today. The girl-boy doubleheader in the first game, it was Kearney. No problem at all with Fremont with a 49-24 win as the Lady Bearcats improve their record to 8-8 on the season. They forced 21 turnovers by Fremont in the first half. They led comfortably 25-4 at halftime, and they win it by a final of 49-24. And in the boys' game, the Cats never led in the game. They trailed by as many as a dozen. For the most part, it was tight throughout most of the second half as the Cats got a little hot behind the three-point arc. In that third quarter, they got a three-pointer from Damian Austin, two three-pointers for Ryan Cervantes, and another three-pointer for Dakota Schreiner in a span of about 2.5 minutes in that third quarter, and they worked their way back into the game, and it was tight from that point on. But Fremont was able to hold off the Bearcats, a final in this one of 54-51, and what really was a well-played ball game. Cats outscored Fremont in the third and fourth quarter, but they just had too much to make up, down by 8 at halftime. They were able to get back and get into a position where they had a chance to tie or even take the lead in the ball game, but they never led, and Fremont now moves to 8-7 on the season. Kearney now falls to 9-7 on the year. Final in this one of 54-51. You know, one of the keys that Coach Steinbrook talked to us about in the pregame, if you will, when we talked to him at halftime of the girls' game. He talked a little bit about rebounding, as he always does. And unofficially, my numbers say that the rebounding was a push. I had Kearney with 20 rebounds and Fremont also with 20 rebounds here at intermission, here in the basketball game. Once again, your final, Fremont 54 and Kearney High 51. And we see that the Kearney High players have made their way out of the locker room. And shortly after that, usually the coaches are to follow. And so we're going to sit here and wait for Coach Steinbrook to make his way up here. He's usually very courteous about making it up here as soon as possible, unless he gets ambushed by one of those other media types. And so I'm sure we'll be seeing Coach Steinbrook here any moment. Reminder for you, we'll have coverage of high school basketball. The Bearcats will be back on the air next Saturday as they travel to Norfolk to take on the Panthers. And we'll have both of those games, both the girls and the boys games, for you next Saturday as they travel to Norfolk. We'll have both those games for you right here on ESPN. Friday night, I'm not sure if it's going to be on the AM or the FM. I do know that we're going to be covering Kearney Catholic and McCook in a matchup on the boys' side. And hey, I'll be perfectly honest with you. One of the reasons why I kind of said I wanted to do that game is because, well, my nephew's going to be coming into town playing for McCook, and he might even play against my son. So it's kind of a family deal. So that's what I'll be doing on Friday night. I don't know whether or not we'll have the Columbus doubleheader, whether or not Doug will have that for you here, but I guess we'll find that out throughout the course of the week. But I do know for sure that we'll be traveling to Norfolk and have the girl-boy doubleheader for you next Saturday as the Bearcats, after losing two in a row, a couple of tight ball games, a couple of games they played pretty well in, they certainly need to see if they can find some way to pick up a win as they'll host Columbus next week and then travel to Norfolk, a couple of teams that, you know, they certainly have the opportunity to pick up some wins with if they continue to play as well as they are. They're certainly a favorite over Columbus and Norfolk. You know, up there, that's a pick. That one won't be an easy game at all here for Kearney High. Once again, your final on this one, 54-51. Coach Steinbrook is making his way into the gym, and we're probably only about 10-12 seconds away from him being able to make his way up here, and we'll talk to him about his team's effort tonight. And I'll tell you what, there's absolutely nothing wrong at all with the effort, although they came up a little bit short. Final on this one of 54-51, and Coach Steinbrook making his way up here. And I just mentioned, Scott, before you got up here, that I don't think we can probably say anything bad about the effort. Your kids played hard tonight.
Yep, you're absolutely right, and that's just what we told them in the locker room. Now, I'd like to think that we play that hard ever, and I don't give our kids a lot of credit. They understand that, you know, for us to be successful, they got to give absolute maximum effort. And ultimately, that's how you're going to be judged. You're going to be judged whether you had a successful season or maybe an unsuccessful season by how hard your kids battled and how hard the kids competed. And our kids left absolutely every ounce of their energy on the court tonight. So that's a satisfying feeling from that standpoint. But it is frustrating to have, you know, a similar conversation as last night where we had some chances. You know, we dug a little bit of a hole and battled back and had some real good chances tonight, but Fremont made just enough plays down the stretch.
And it was a little interesting. I haven't seen a lot, but we have seen a little bit. They ran a kind of a box of one really to take Jake out of the game. And I don't think Jake really got frustrated, but it kind of changed your dynamic a little bit for a little while there. It took a while for you guys to kind of get the offensive feel of the game.
Yeah, first half, we saw, you know, I would call it a 1-3 chaser, a diamond in one, and also a little bit of a box in one, not only on Jake Weiss, but whenever he substituted out, they ran it on Peyton Pocock. That was just their base defense. They just picked one of those two guys and just face guarded them all over the gym. And when you have 6'8", 6'7", 6'5", kind of in that junk core of that zone, it made it really challenging for some of our guards, Damian Austin, Ben Clark, Dakota Schreiner, some of those guys, to get dribble penetration and have any success finishing at the rim. So again, it kind of came down to, you know, to us shooting some perimeter jump shots. The thing I thought we did a little bit better job of tonight was we kept Ryan Cervantes and Brady Johnson involved along the baseline or in the high post. So we did get a few points in the paint. Speaking of Ryan Cervantes, he had himself a nice game. That was a bit, I don't want to say unexpected, but he hasn't shot that many perimeter jump shots. It's nice to know that he has the confidence and willing to take big shots in a close game like that.
And he hit that one in the first quarter, and you could really kind of see, not that he lacks confidence from shooting out there, but you really could kind of see him kind of, you know, I'm feeling pretty good. And he hit another couple threes in that second quarter. He really felt good shooting the ball and looked good shooting the ball.
Yeah, you know, confidence with shooters, you know, can go a long way. And you could tell Ryan hit that early one, and, you know, he started to consciously look a little bit more for that shot. You know, rather than always being on the baseline, we were encouraging him to step out and set some screens and then look for that shot. And that he was being guarded by, you know, a lot of times a 6'7 or 6'8 kid. And Ryan had a little bit of an advantage where if the guy got up too tight, he was able to drive by. And a couple times, based on what they had probably seen in previous games, he hadn't shot it a ton. So it was good of him to step up. And that's what we need from seniors. You know, seniors, you know, have a knack of stepping up in big moments. And Ryan did a good job of that tonight.
We talked a little bit after the game last night at Southeast that the difference was they probably shot a little bit better than you guys did. To me, I kind of boiled this game down a little bit. There was just a stretch there that Mitchell Hahn was literally unstoppable, and that probably translates to a three-point advantage for Fremont. Talk a little bit about how he played tonight, and I thought you guys played him defensively very, very well.
Well, that second quarter of his was, you know, if I was a fan in the gym and not the opposing head coach, I would have applauded every play he made. That was, you know, bordering on spectacular there. You know, and part of that was him making great plays, and our kids were playing hard. And as a coaching staff, we have to be better. It took us an entire first half to solve how we wanted to adjust our defensive game plan, and I flat out told the kids, I apologize for that. It shouldn't take us that long. We've all been coaching too long to take 16 minutes of game action to adjust how we're guarding a kid having that kind of night. We adjusted at halftime. Our kids executed a completely different game plan than we had originally intended on playing, and I think we held them to 5 points in the second half and only one basket. The other three all came from the foul line. So our kids were doing what we told them to, but we didn't probably set them up to have success as much as we maybe should have.
And you did call a timeout in that first quarter when he started getting a little bit hot. He just found a way to kind of fight through whatever adjustments you were making at that point.
Yeah, the tricky thing with him is that, you know, he's 6'7".
Yeah.
So, and he elevates on his shot. So if he's being guarded by a guy 6'1 or 6'2, which he was, you know, that's our option we have right now, our tallest, you know, lankiest defenders. You know, a lot of times he could just elevate and shoot over the top of us. And, you know, so we decided that the work has to be done before he catches the ball. So that's kind of where our defensive philosophy changed middle of the second quarter and throughout the second half, is we just had to do whatever it take, whether it was one guy or whether it was two guys, to not let him catch the ball. In the full court, in the half court, in the post, he still got a few touches, but not nearly as many as he did in the first half.
Okay, one last question. Friday at home against Columbus, Saturday at Norfolk, and we'll have that game for you right here on ESPN. Quickly, talk about next weekend, the scouting report of what you're going to have for both Friday and Saturday.
Well, Columbus is a team that up until this week has really struggled. They were 0-12, and then this week they beat a solid Elkhorn team, and then they beat a top 10 team in Lincoln North Star. So they're on a 2-game winning streak right now, probably playing with more confidence than they have, you know, the entire season. We're on a little bit of a 3-game skid here. Granted, it's all been against, you know, kind of upper tier Class A teams, but you know, we still have lost our last 3 games. 2 of them have been at home, so our kids are probably a little bit down, and we can't have any sort of hangover from this weekend heading into Columbus. You know, we'll take a couple days off and rest, get our legs back, and we have to gear up with everything we have to prepare for Columbus, you know, because they're playing with confidence. Saturday night, we go on the road to probably the toughest place to play in Class A outside of some of those Metro Conference teams. But Norfolk has the best home court advantage around. They'll pack the gym. They've won 5 out of their last 6 games. They're getting some guys healthy again. So, you know, we expect a war up there as well. So it's 2 games that if we play well and play well for 32 minutes, we're going to have an opportunity to win both. But, you know, they're still improving, and our kids have to keep working at it.
Well, it'll be fun next weekend because you guys are a lot of fun to watch. I appreciate the time.
Thanks,
Scott.
Randy.
Thank you. All right, Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach here at Kearney High. Again, 54-51, Fremont with the win over the Bearcats. In boys basketball, the Lady Cats had an easy win, 49-24 over Fremont. I'm Randy Bushgard. Thank you so much for joining us for coverage of high school basketball. I want to say thanks to our engineer, Merritt Lawson, back in the studios, all of our sponsors for helping us bring you coverage of high school basketball, and obviously you for listening and joining in as well. Once again, our final, 54-51. Fremont with the win over Kearney High, and the Kearney High girls with an easy win over the Lady Tigers. I'm Randy Bushgard. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production, brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.